What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Trump's wall, and Trump is already saying that in some areas a fence might be sufficient. And yes, it might be. But again, I think it'd be cheaper just to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande, a couple of chomps, and that will make the problem go away. And remember, President Eisenhower absolutely shut down the illegal immigrant problem with Operation Wetback, with only 10% of the current INS ICE staff to do it with, and he didn't build a wall. He just went down there with a zero tolerance policy. You get caught on our side of the border without proper identification, you get tossed back over. It's that simple. So they're talking about, is it a real wall? Is it just a fence? Might not even be needed, because what we're hearing now from all the illegal immigrants are saying, well, we're not even going to try and cross the border anymore, because it's very obvious that the goodies won't be here. And that is going to be one of the most effective tools to stop this refugee illegal immigrant problem. And that is to cut off all the social services. Stop giving them free stuff to lure them here. And I'm talking about the illegal immigrants and the refugees. I'm not talking about those who have gotten a green card. Those who are playing by the rules. Those who are becoming citizens, following the legal procedure. Fine. Welcome to this country. And I hope we're not too much of a disappointment to you. But the ones who just walked across the border, stop giving them stuff. Just common sense. If they're not going to get free education, free housing, free food, free whatever coming up here, they're going to stop coming here. It's just common sense. And that's another aspect that liberalism seems to not have in abundance, is common sense. Now, let's see. A listener apparently wants an update on the Greenbrier thing. Okay, for those who don't remember, the Greenbrier is this amazing hotel near Washington, D.C. And during most of the Cold War, it was also a secret underground command bunker where the Congress would be taken for protection if a nuclear war came about. Now, when the Soviet Union collapsed and we all went to being friends with Russia, Greenbrier was decommissioned and actually has been a tourist attraction where people will go to the Greenbrier and they get to tour the bunker and look at all this Cold War nonsense. Well, after the U.S. government decided to go back to having Cold War version 2.0, the Golden Cut, the Greenbrier was apparently reactivated, resupplied, and it's one of many of these underground command posts that were built in case somebody made a miscalculation in World War III and the mushroom clouds did start blooming all over the place. So my last understanding of the Greenbrier and its bunker is that it is back on operational status. Same with Mount Weather. I understand they're starting to go back in and refurbish Cheyenne Mountain. If you look at it on Google Earth, that original front entrance is still garbaged up. But if you head on over west a little bit, you'll find the southern, the other entrance, the back door, and that's in good repair, and you can see a lot of vehicles around that. So that's where the bunker mentality. But again, with Trump in the White House and China saying, let's cooperate, Russia saying, let's befriend, all of that stuff may get shut down again and go back to being tourist attractions. So that's where we are on that. Now then, NATO is in an absolute sheer panic over the Trump victory because Donald Trump is putting out this idea that if America comes to the defense aid of any nation anywhere, whether it's in NATO or Israel, that nation should pay for it. And NATO is in a panic because right now, even though it's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and most of its members are in Europe, the United States government, meaning you, the American taxpayer, have been paying for almost three quarters of all of NATO's operations. And that's going to back off. Trump will fund NATO in proportion to America's participation in it, but they're going to expect all these other countries to pay their own way now. And that sounds like common sense to me as well. Now, the European Union is having an emergency meeting out of concern of the Trump effect continuing to spread all across Europe and lead more and more countries to vote out their entrenched globalists and go with populist candidates because, you know, populism is bad in the eyes of the globalists and the tyrants. You should never have populism, you know, just because the people want something. That's not a reason to go with a particular candidate here. But the French foreign minister has decided not to bother showing up to the EU's emergency talks on Donald Trump. And that's another sign that France is considering their own exit. First it was the Brexit, now they're talking Frexit, Grexit, Drexit. The whole EU is starting to unravel. And Juncker is just having kittens over that right now. We're going to take a moment to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're still talking about politics. We're talking about Trump's election victory and the ramifications for the European Union and the globalist agenda as a whole. And the reversal of this trend towards single empire-like blocks across the globe and going back to more and more small nations of people just taking care of themselves. Now, apparently over in Spain, there was a demonstration for Catalan independence in favor of it. 80,000 people showed up. Italy is looking at a referendum to break free from the EU that is looking like it will pass. And finally, of course, the important news, Donald Trump is saying there will be no more U.S. support for terrorists operating in either Iraq or Syria. They're going to have to just do it on their own. And we're already hearing where some of these groups of U.S.-backed rebels and terrorists are heading for the border or accepting Assad's amnesty offer. And Trump is saying he's going to work with Assad and with Putin to basically clear all of these rebels out and settle it down and put Syria back under the control of the Syrian government and the Syrian people. Now, the U.S.-sponsored rebels, terrorists, whatever you want to call them, are now using chemical weapons against the Syrian army. Remember when the Obama and Kerry were out there saying, oh, it's Assad, he's using sarin gas on his own Alawite supporters. That doesn't make sense. Why would he do that? It doesn't matter. Just believe us when we tell you that Assad had sarin and Saddam had nuclear weapons. You just have to believe. Don't think, don't question, don't analyze. Just believe. You're of no use to us if you actually think for yourself. Well, too bad. We're thinking. The damage is done. Mea maxima culpa. So the latest word we are now getting is Russia is preparing their heavy bombers. And they have sent a message into Aleppo that the U.S.-backed terrorist groups have got just 24 hours to lay down their arms and either leave the country or accept Assad's amnesty program, which Assad has very generously said, put your guns down, swear your allegiance to Syria and the Syrian people and the Syrian government, and you can go home. And without all of that U.S. support being paid for by you, the American taxpayer, things are going to quiet down, and not just in Syria. Over in Yemen, we have this other problem where the Saudis are using these U.S.-supplied weapons to deliberately target civilian infrastructure. And we've seen this in Yemen. We've seen it in Libya. We've seen it in Syria, where they'll go on in and they'll bomb hospitals and schools and Doctors Without Borders and food storage facilities and oil pipelines and wells. And it's always the same thing. Oh, we're sorry. We thought we were aiming at terrorists. You know, we'll do better the next time, really. We're not trying to kill civilians. They just happen to be standing where the bombs are falling. And even sources like the New York Times are starting to realize this is less an anti-rebel campaign and is actually a war of systematically obliterating Yemen for refusing to accept their U.S. puppet rulers. The internationally approved government is the phrase they like to use. Well, it's a government created by the U.S. to put on in, and they'll go get a rubber stamp from the United Nations. Oh, that makes it internationally approved. Well, let me turn that around. How would you feel if somebody showed up and started bombing the United States, saying that Donald Trump and his government are no longer considered legitimate in the eyes of the world, and we're going to drop bombs on you until you accept our approved government under Hillary Rodham Clinton? How would you feel about that? Because that's what's going on. And a lot of people, here's the difference. Because of the internet, because of the independent media, the people of the world understand what's been going on since the end of World War II. And they've come to understand that what they had previously thought were actual popular uprisings among their own people were just staged coup d'etats from outside. That's why Ukraine has never really settled down. The Ukrainian people never believed that Poroshenko represented a change for the better. He was installed in a coup d'etat. Right now, 84% of Ukrainians would rather have Vladimir Putin as their president than Poroshenko. In fact, Poroshenko in this poll came in fifth place with only 1%, 538 votes. Now, the new Trump-Putin alliance has sparked a diplomatic crisis because ministers in Great Britain, and for that matter all over Europe, are demanding assurances from the United States they're going to be protected from Russia. Because over the last couple of years, all of these countries, Great Britain and Europe, have been on the U.S. side provoking Russia, provoking Russia, provoking Russia. Now Donald Trump says, we're going to go back to being friends with Russia. And these European countries, after going along with this war agenda, are thinking, what's Russia going to do? Are they going to try and punish us? Are they going to retaliate against us? I mean, here, the U.S. brought us all to the edge of a nuclear war with Russia, and now they're just going to quit? What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Absolutely nothing. Putin won't do anything. Once they go back to being friends with the United States, they'll just say, look, we're going to drive our weapons back to the storage shed. You're going to drive your weapons back to the storage shed. We're going to open up the borders for trade and tourism. What could possibly be wrong with that? Well, obviously, the war hawks in Britain have a somewhat different idea because they've just decided to deploy batteries of high-precision long-range missiles into Estonia amid fears that Putin is going to invade Estonia. And I can already tell you what Putin's reaction to that is going to be. Why? Why? What does Estonia have that we don't already have? Look back over the last 15 years and see who is invading other countries. It isn't Russia. And don't give me that nonsense about Russia annexing Crimea. Crimea voted to merge with Russia because they were fed up with Western-style economic domination. And it looks like the war hawks are still trying to get a hot war going with Russia before Trump can take office. Putin isn't going to respond to any provocation. Neither will China. They're going to sit there no matter what Obama does and just say, well, fog of war. You know, we'll take it up at the United Nations. We're not going to respond militarily. And Obama's going to be out there saying, I dare you to knock this chip off my shoulder. I dare you to knock that chip off my shoulder. Obama is apparently on the verge of demanding Greece close all of its ports to Russian warships. Bad Russia. Bad Russia. They shouldn't be in the Mediterranean. That's our sea. We, the United States of America, own the Mediterranean. I'm sure most of the nations bordering the Mediterranean probably have a different view. But that's Obama coming on out there and saying, Greece, you can't allow Russian ships to use your port. Well, Russia and Greece have issued a joint statement basically saying that the relationship between Greece and Russia, Greece is pivoting toward Russia. They got a raw deal from the EU. And they're saying they have a friendship, and neither NATO nor the EU or Obama are going to get in the way of it. Russia has gone a long way to helping Greece recover from this economic predatory behavior. from the IMF and the World Bank and the ECB and the Federal Reserve. Now, Bulgaria and Moldova just had their elections. They elected two presidents who are in favor of normalizing relations with Russia and turning away from the West. Everybody is sick and tired of this private central bank economic predation and debt slavery, and they're turning away from it. I think it's a good thing. Meanwhile, down in Israel, the Israeli ministers have okayed a draft bill that would declare it to be legal for Jews to build settlements on stolen private Palestinian land. Now, the country's attorney general is saying there are some legal flaws in this bill, because you're not supposed to pass a bill that says it's okay for one party to steal from another party. So there may be a bit of a fight when it gets to the Knesset. But that's literally what the bill is saying. It's okay for Jews to steal land from Palestinians and build homes on them. Now, over at the corporate media, they're still licking their wounds. And they're starting to make the noises of repentance, forgiveness, acts of contrition. We're sorry. We realize we failed in our duty to objectively analyze what was going on. MSNBC basically came on out and said, yeah, I guess we kind of crossed the line from news reporting and propaganda. Gee, you think? Now, I want to be very clear here. The corporate media is not planning to change a thing. They just realized they got caught being propagandists, and they're trying to have a moment of contrition to convince you they're going to change their ways. And they're not going to. Because corporate media makes huge amounts of money lying to you, to sell you a policy, to sell you a candidate, to sell you GMO, to sell you vaccines, to sell you the next president. If they stop doing that, if they stop lying and propagandizing, nobody's going to pay those high prices, and they're all going to have to learn how to live without those million-dollar paychecks. Corporate media is corporate media because that's what they do, selling things, controlling what you think. They're not going to stop doing it. They'd have to declare bankruptcy the day they did. Even the New York Times is out there admitting that, yeah, they kind of failed journalistic standards this last year. And they're basically saying, well, they're actually trying to blame Donald Trump, saying his sheer unconventionality led us and other news outlets to underestimate his support among the American voters. Well, we know otherwise from the leaked Podesta emails. The top 65 people of all the corporate media were on board the Hillary campaign. They were part of Hillary's campaign team. They sold their souls to the Hillary campaign. That's why we call them prostitutes and correspondents. And they got caught doing it. And I don't think they're going to recover from this anywhere near as rapidly as they would like to. Forgiveness is going to be a long time coming. You can work 100 years to build the trust and faith of your audience, and one clumsy lie can destroy it. Trust arrives on foot, but it departs on horseback. And it will be a long time, if ever, before anybody blindly trusts anything the corporate media has to say. And again, the numbers are showing it. The audience is shifting over to the independent media. There are thousands of outlets. Just like my website, just like my radio show. Huge diversity of opinion out here so that you can look at all the different points of view and decide for yourself what makes sense. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of the callers earlier in the show had mentioned this story coming out of, it's in a couple of different places. Basically, an investigation by El Universal down in Mexico found that between the years of 2000 and 2012... and may be continuing to this day, the U.S. government had a secret deal with Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel that allowed the cartel to smuggle billions of dollars of drugs into the United States of America, while Sinaloa provided information on rival cartels. Remember El Chapo and his miraculous escape? He's working for the U.S., for the government. The U.S. government is the biggest drug smuggler in this country. Why were they gathering information on rival cartels? The same reason that the U.S. government was spending your tax dollars to arm the Sinaloa cartel with military-style weapons through the Fast and Furious program to eliminate the competition and establish a monopoly. Because when you have a monopoly on the flow of drugs, you can raise prices. That's what's been going on. And, of course, at the same time they're giving these drug cartels military-style weapons, they're out there saying, oh, you, the American people, you have absolutely no need to have these kind of weapons. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines for more phone calls, and we're going to start with Connor in Ireland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
First, I wanted to go talk about what you said about the media and how they're not going to stop what they're doing. But I'm first going to talk about what you were just saying now. Yeah, I think it's very obvious that the American government runs their own, basically their own cartel, because it's just come out that the American government also runs possibly more than half of all pedophile sites on the internet. So in order to entrap people, but I think they run most of the problems that are out there. They are responsible for most of it. But on to what you said about the media.
Well, there's a privileged class of criminals here, but remember this whole Bush-Clinton duopoly tracks back to Operation Screwworm, which was the CIA program in the mid-80s to manufacture untraceable military weapons and smuggle them to the Nicaraguan Contras to use against the Sandinistas. And all of this was a violation of the Boland Amendment and the Logan Act. It was being run by then-Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush clandestinely, was not an official U.S. government policy. And so in order to fund all of this stuff, the CIA, even back then, was smuggling cocaine into the United States of America, which they were allowed to do under a change to the rules that was actually created by Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, William French Smith. And his assistant in all of this was Ken Starr. The name will come back in a little tiny bit. Now, the northern end of this, in order to fund all of this gun running, they were smuggling cocaine back into the United States of America by the ton and selling it to our kids. And the northern end of that gun and drug running pipeline was in Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton, and everybody along the way was making huge amounts of untraceable, untaxable money. That, like the rum runners of Prohibition, they had enough money to buy and bribe their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government.
Well, I was just, so what I originally called to talk about was, you were saying, you know, the media is not going to change. They're not going to change their whole, basically, propaganda regime, right? But
right.
In 2012, only 40% of people polled in the U.S. trusted their media. And as of this year, the polls show, since this election, only 6% of people trust the media and believe the other 94%, either they aren't sure or they outright don't believe it. I mean, do you really think that won't make a difference? Because I feel like that would at least prompt some change. If people aren't believing a word you're saying, at some point you got to, you know, change up your game a bit. You think the media won't change at all?
Well, there's going to be some changes because obviously they're losing viewers and they're losing ad revenue, and the corporate entities and individuals who are continuing to prop it up are not going to be happy with that huge deluge of red ink on the bookkeeping. The current corporate media, their business is lying. I think we're going to start seeing them start to collapse and be replaced by new media companies who go back to the original model of being a watchdog on government abuse. And I think most of those new media companies are going to be coming out of the current independent media. Alex Jones, he's got a good footing in terms of building. We know that Trump is going to be starting, or Trump's son, rather, is going to be starting his own media outlet. And I would sure like to know where I could send a resume to them. All right, so Connor, thank you very much. We're going to have to let you
no
go
problem.
Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over this last weekend, the Earth has been rocking and rolling. And by the way, for you astronomy people, we're in the middle of what's called a supermoon, which is a full moon when the moon is closest to the Earth in its elliptical orbit. And this is apparently the largest supermoon since 1948. And there won't be another one like it until, well, long after I'm gone. So that was worth getting up and seeing. Last night was the closest approach, but you can still see it tonight. But getting on back to the earthquakes, they had a monster 7.8 quake over in the South Island of New Zealand, and there has been a whole string of major magnitude 6-plus aftershocks going up the coast, and it's even worse than the quake they had about a year ago. We're just now getting video out of there, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, for those of you who are fans of Lord of the Rings, which was filmed in New Zealand, all those spectacular mountains there, they don't just happen without a cost. New Zealand gets a lot of quakes, a lot more even than California. Apparently a lot of Earth did move. There was a peninsula that collapsed in the middle. Now it's an island, and there's some cows out on what is now the island that they're worried about. Are they going to be able to survive out there with the limited food that's available to them? But it is spectacular. And then there was another 6+ over in Argentina. And we've actually got a bit of a quake swarm going on down on the Big Island, which may signal an increase in the eruptions down there, which Kilauea has been in a state of constant eruption for close to 20 years now. And it's a big tourist attraction. There's a national park down there on the Big Island, Volcanoes National Park. And people like to go on down there because it's a quiet eruption. It's just flowing. There's not a lot of exploding going on. And if there is, they have barriers to keep you back from it. But if you are thinking of coming to Hawaii, I got to put this out there. And you go down to Volcanoes National Park. Do pay attention to those little sawhorses and the ropes that they put across. Because every year we lose about a dozen tourists who say, hey, it looks just as solid on the far side as the near side. I want a selfie with the lava. And they step over, and it's just a thin layer of glass, and it shatters, and they vanish in this flash of flame and smoke. And, you know, they don't put those sawhorses and those signs up there just to justify their paychecks. These are experts. They know what's going on down there. And it's rather amazing. People come out here to Hawaii, and they're sold on this idea of an island paradise. And their normal common sense, self-defense, protective instincts get left behind. And if you're going to go see the volcanoes, you need closed toe shoes, not sandals. You're walking on broken glass. That's what the lava is. And you got to take a lot of water with you because it's very hot and you will dehydrate. But it's worth the trip. A few years back, I took my nephew Merrick down there and dangled him over the lava and said, see? Now then, there's also been a major quake, major for the region, in Cushing, Oklahoma, near the U.S. largest oil storage facility. This was a 5.0 magnitude quake, 50 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Now, magnitude 5 in and of itself isn't all that big. But if you're dealing with giant oil tanks that are not built to deal with seismic events, you could have some serious problems. And that's been one of the worst aspects of this whole fracking problem in Oklahoma. Prior to fracking, Oklahoma had no real history of seismic activity. And Oklahoma doesn't have a building code, has not been following a building code for buildings and storage tanks to be resistant to horizontal land movement. And they could be shattered by a significant quake. Now then, here's a very interesting story. This is from realclimatescience.com. Record global cooling over the last 8 months. And they're going on out to the raw temperature data. There's no statistical correction or adjustment or anything else like that. Basically saying, The world is cooling significantly. A lot of scientists who are not being paid by the global warming scammers are saying we are, in fact, entering into a new mini ice age, and we need to study the last mini ice age to get an idea what we're going to be dealing with. But the global warming cultists are still not giving up. There is a UN front group that calls itself the World Meteorological Organization. It's part of the UN. It's the front PR group for the IPCC. They are there to provide pronouncements that the world is getting warmer, which the corporate media will pick up and present to you as absolute truth, never to be questioned. And the World Meteorological Organization is saying 2016 is now the hottest year on record. Never been hotter in all the years we've been taking measurements. Well, that's only if you're massaging the data, because we know in the mid-1930s was a lot hotter. But they're still pushing this. And over at Bloomberg, again, they have this article, a Trump victory deals blow to the global fight against climate change. Well, first of all, when you understand that climate on Earth is decided or rather dominated by solar energy output, which is in decline, and the changing shape of Earth's orbit, you come to understand there is no fight against climate change. It is as pointless as when Caligula had his soldiers stab the ocean with a spear because he was angry with the god Neptune. And Bloomberg is going on out there about how Trump's victory threatens the industries working to clean up global warming. Industries like, Evergreen Solar, that lost $25 million. SpectraWatt, that lost $500,000. Solyndra lost $535 million. Beacon Power lost $43 million. Nevada Geothermal lost $98 million. SunPower lost $1.2 billion. First Solar lost $1.46 billion. Babcock and Brown lost $178 million. Enerdell's subsidiary, EnerOne, lost $118 million. Amonix lost $5.9 million. Fisker Automotive lost $529 million. Abound Solar lost $400 million. A123 Systems lost $279 million. Willard and Kelsey Solar Group lost $700,000. Johnson Controls lost $299 million. BrightSource lost $1.6 billion. EcoTality lost $126 million. Razor Technologies, $33 million. Energy Conversion Devices, $13 million. Mountain Plaza lost $2 million. Olson's Crop Service and Olson's Mills Acquisition Company, $10 million. Range Fuels, $80 million. Thompson River Power, $6 million. And on and on and on and on and on. Now, here's the point I want to make. Most of these green companies had loan guarantees and subsidies from the Obama administration to fight human-caused global warming, which means you, the American taxpayer, ultimately picked up all these losses of billions and billions and billions of dollars. And Bloomberg is out there saying that, oh, my goodness, these industries are all threatened. Actually, a lot of them have already declared bankruptcy and vanished. But until someone can put a thermostat on the sun and change the Earth's orbit without knocking everything on the surface of the Earth down in the process, climate will always change. It always has. It always will. It was changing long before humans came. It'll be changing long after humans are gone. That's reality. And again, the failing of the liberal mind was this idea that reality could be subordinated to political agenda. If we say the world is warming, then by golly, it's warming. And don't you pay attention to all that snow and ice that you're seeing. Now, getting into the world of computers, we all remember the Ashley Madison embarrassment. Poor security got on in there and exposed all these names and addresses. Some of them were apparently subjected to blackmail threats. You would think it would be better than this. Well, apparently, Adult Friend Finder Network, another website to allow people to attract love mates, married or otherwise, got hacked. 412 million accounts, including deleted files, deleted memberships. People who had said, I cancel my membership, their information was made public. Apparently, the Penthouse website was hacked and their members made public. Now, some of you might be out there saying, well, you know, they're looking at naked women and they're engaging in questionable practices. Well, that's not your call to make. Not everybody is uptight about naked people. I remember on Westworld, they had two episodes ago where there was this orgy going on, and there were all these naked people in the background, and you didn't see anything. You know, there wasn't anything hardcore or anything. And everybody, oh, look at all those naked people. Well, it's supposed to be an orgy scene. What do you think's going to be there? You know, the rest of the world isn't as uptight. I got sent this picture of Angela Merkel as a young girl on a beach with two other women, and they're all completely naked. This, oh, is Angela Merkel naked? Oh, really? Well, you know, in Europe, public nudity isn't a big deal. It's just they're not as hung up about it. And as far as people having affairs, well, obviously it's not something that I agree with or participate in. But there are couples who do have open relations. Open relationships where they're allowed to catch a little on the side because it's fun. But here's the point, the weakness of the computer systems. And I know people are going to say, we shouldn't be worried about them. They were doing naughty things and they got caught. Well, they're not the only ones. According to Kaspersky, ransomware attacks on small businesses have gone up 8 times just in the last year. You know, pay us or your data gets it. Where's the NSA on this? Where's the FBI on this? Where's the CIA? Is it really impossible for the NSA, which claims to be able to penetrate any computer system on Earth, that they can't find these ransomware hackers? Or is the ransomware actually another program by the U.S. government, like civil forfeiture, to pillage and loot their own people in a desperate bid to stay ahead of financial, economic, fiscal collapse? Now, Kaspersky outed the Hacker Collective Equation Group as being part of the NSA. So we can't rule out the fact that the NSA is itself engaged in large amounts of computer crime for whatever reasons. Edward Snowden has said people at the NSA don't hesitate to steal and make copies of pictures you may have of your significant other in states of undress and ecstasy to add to their own personal collection. That huge data center in Utah may actually be the world's largest amateur porn collection, which is why they can't find any terrorists. Now, a caller mentioned this earlier in the show, and we're going to talk about it. The FBI ran 23 dark web child porn sites in order to gather visitor information. And apparently, last January, the FBI had run another child porn site for 13 days. Now, you have to admit, this is a little hypocritical. If you think child porn is bad, and I'm definitely in that category, then it's wrong when anybody does it. That includes the FBI. And this idea that it's okay if the government is doing it, I don't think so. I'll give you another hypocrisy that always bothers me, is all these motorcycle policemen riding around on their motorcycles, pulling cars over and writing tickets because the people in the cars aren't wearing seatbelts. There are no seatbelts on those police motorcycles, just in case you were curious. Now, Obama has apparently signed another executive order pushing the program of global vaccination. And I find this very interesting because Obama's executive orders really stop at the border. Obama cannot write an executive order that really has any effect on a foreign country. But he's out there pushing it and saying, the World Health Organization will do this. You'll go into other people's countries and you'll stick needles in them. And again, as I mentioned before with Obama and his press conference, he's literally out there begging the incoming President Trump, don't change any of the liberal agenda that we have worked so hard to put on in, because we were really expecting Hillary to carry this on forward, and Hillary lost, and now we're demanding that you just basically keep, you know, another Obama administration in power. And Trump's not going to go along with that. Now, the problem I have with mandatory vaccinations is manifold. First of all, it's the end of medical freedom. It's the end of the freedom for you to decide for yourself what is the best possible response to any illness or threat of illness that you face. We know that vaccines are a major, major profit center for Big Pharma. They love it. They're selling medications to people who are perfectly healthy. And if they get sick after they get the vaccination, then that's another profit opportunity to sell more medication to deal with the problem. And we know there's a lot of very questionable materials in these vaccines. There have been cases where vaccines being given at taxpayer expense to women in third world countries are being discovered to actually be sterilization chemicals. Bill Gates is really on board with this. We've got to control the population of those useless eaters by sticking needles in them. And I would hope that this is also going to come to a halt under President Trump. Now, if the medical companies can come up with something that really works, provably works, they don't have to rig the trials, then we should consider buying it. But this constant resorting to government authority to force people to buy things they don't want and probably don't need, that's the imprimatur of fascism. And I think if there's one overall objective we should have in the incoming administration, it is to pull back from this rush toward fascism in our country. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine.
Two little quick stories I have about vaccinations. When I was three, I was vaccinated, you know, obviously like a lot of us were up here in Canada, and my mother was giving me a bath. This is a story she tells me, and I went into convulsions like that same night. And of course, you know, she phoned, and she rushed me to the hospital. And the only thing that saved my life when I was three was I was in the bathwater, which cooled my body, because obviously I had broken out into a very, very high temperature. Anyway, you know, fast forward about 30 years, almost 20 years ago, I went for a hay fever shots. The second to the last shot, it really hurt. And, you know, you go sit in the doctor's office immediately afterwards. And within about 3 or 4 minutes, I started having this feeling like there was something inside my body crawling around trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, my heart rate went up and my blood pressure, you know, went through the roof. So, you know, I tell the nurse and I go back in to see the doctor. He gives me a bunch of shots of adrenaline around the puncture from the hay fever medication, which was, you know, basically pollen, right? The next time I went in for my final shot, he sat me down and he goes, I'm going to tell you what happened. When I injected that needle, I hit a vein. And I put, he said, I remember kind of feeling a little bit of resistance when I put the needle in. He goes, but I'm pretty sure that I put it right into your bloodstream. And he said to me, that's how children end up with all these problems when they get vaccinated. He told me that, knowing that when I was three, because I've had it my whole life, that that's what happened to me as well.
Yeah, that would definitely be
exactly how it happens.
You know, vaccines are always supposed to be intramuscular, but if they pump into the bloodstream, then yeah, they're going to get a concentrated dose, and that could provoke a reaction. And it's just, you know, they're there to sell the product, and they're just very reckless in how it's being used, and they're harming people.
Yes, yes, and you know this, and yet, how often do you actually hear those facts? Every time you get a needle, every single time there are risks. There are always risks, and yet you never hear the truth of why these vaccinations and every other shot goes bad that are, like you said, supposed to be intramuscular, and yet, you know, you hit a vein and it goes into your bloodstream, breaking that blood-brain barrier, and it goes right, you know, and all these problems happen, and yet they never, ever talk about it. I've never heard it once.
No, because the corporate media is there. They get huge amounts of money from the pharmaceutical advertisers, that they're not going to alienate their advertisers. And that's unfortunately why the corporate media is going to stay the corporate media. They don't want to live on the kind of money that we're running What Really Happened on. So they're going to go out continue to sell out to the highest bidder. Anyway, listen, Al, I got to let you go.
We've
got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.